Chapter 3. Mr. Gum lays his plans like the horror he is. The next morning, Mr. Gum was in the butcher's shop. The butcher was a scrawny old man called Billy William III, and no one knew what the third bit meant. "I reckon he was in prison when he was younger, and his number was 3, said Jonathan Ripples, the fattest man in town. "Maybe it's because he's the third nastiest person in town," said the little girl called Peter. "Tell you what I think," said Martin. "Tell you what I think," said Martin Laundrette, who ran the laundrette. "When he was a young man, he was probably in prison and..." "Hey," said Jonathan Ripples, "stop stealing my ideas." "Shut up," said Martin Laundrette. "Why don't you go on a diet?" Of course, Billy William III had his own theory. "It's because I'm actually royalty," he would tell anyone foolish enough to listen. "I'm third in line for the throne of England after them other geezers." He always pronounced England in this way. Other words he said funny were hospital, fountain, and funny. No one believed Billy William III's story about being royalty except for Billy William himself. And even he didn't believe it most of the time. But he enjoyed lying. It made him laugh. Not a nice laugh like you and I would do, but a sneaky old laugh on the inside where nobody else could see. Anyway, forget it. The important thing is that Mr. Gum had gone to OBW3's butcher shop, which was called Billy William III's Right Royal Meats, to buy the biggest load of meat he could get his angry hands on. He had a plan. "I've got a plan," he told Billy William. "Next time that whopper of a dog comes a-playing on my lawn, well, he better watch out, that's all. My plan is the best." "Are you going to be laying down all that meat and poisoning it so when the barky fatty eats it all, he'll fall down dead?" guessed Billy William. "Maybe I am," said Mr. Gum, a little annoyed that the butcher had guessed his plan so quickly. He had been looking forward to explaining it in detail, impressing Billy and William and his cleverness and bad heart. "Talking of bad heart," said the butcher, "here's 3 pounds of it. It's been sitting out in the sun since last Tuesday. Thought ought to poison him, and no mistake, Mr. Gum, me old slipper." "Why did you leave it sitting out in the sun?" said Mr. Gum, taking the horrible sloppy bag from the disgusting butcher. "I like watching the flies go mad over it," laughed Billy William. "They're funty." You see, that was how he pronounced the word funny. "It's the funtiest sight in all of England. I laughed so hard I nearly had to go to the hospital." "Well, thank you, me old gobbler," said Mr. Gum, handing over some money that Billy William would later discover to be made out of lies and broken promises. And with that, he left the shop. Out in the high street, Mr. Gum remembered he hadn't been nasty to anyone for over 10 minutes. He looked around for any children who might be playing or just walking or anything. It didn't really matter what they were doing. Even reading a book would be fine. Just some children he could be nasty to. But there were none to be seen, so he went and bought a newspaper. He opened it up at a photo of a 10-year-old boy who just won the World Record Cup reward for secret burping. "This'll do nicely," said Mr. Gum, and he scowled at the photograph all the way home, hardly even looking where he was going. At one point, he tripped over a stone, which made him feel like the burper was somehow beating him, but that only made him scowl harder than ever. "So you see, I've won again," he said with a proud smile, which he quickly turned back into a scowl. Back home, Mr. Gum locked all the doors and windows, even the broken ones. Then he sat down to think on the old sailor's chest, which stood in the front hall. It was a beautiful old thing made of mahogany, which is a type of wood called mahogany. And it was carved all over with amazing scenes of life at sea, with waves and whales and tall ships. Mr. Gum had owned the sailor's chest for over 40 years, but he had never once taken the time to appreciate its beauty. What's more, Mr. Gum had never once thought to open the beautiful chest and see what was inside. Had he done so, it might have been a very different story indeed. It might have been Mr. Gum's chocolatey adventure, because I'll tell you something. That old chest had once belonged to a sailor called Nathan Surname, the hero of the high seas. One Tuesday long ago, he had saved a Spanish village from being destroyed by a terrible pirate called Kevin. As a prize, the village presented Nathaniel with the chest, which was absolutely stuffed full of chocolate. Not just any old chocolate, mind you, but special chocolate made by the dolphins of the region. And it might just be legend, but some said it was magic chocolate with fantastic powers. And they always whispered when they said it, which is why it is written so small. How the chest ended up in Mr. Gum's house, nobody knows, but there it stood for over 40 years, unloved and unopened. As a result, Mr. Gum had never discovered Nathaniel's sugary treasure, which just goes to prove that angry people always miss out on their rewards. They are so busy sniping and griping that they never see the good things around them. As the famous song says, "You've got to have eyes, eyes for the lovely things in life. If you've only got eyes for the horrible and the bad, how are you going to get? I said, how are you going to get? I said, how are you going to get the chocolate you deserve? Yeah, 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 yes. You've got to have eyes, eyes for the amazing joy and stuff. If you've only got eyes for old walnuts filled with spit, how you gonna get, how you gonna get, tell me how you gonna get the chocolate you deserve. Yeah, 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 yes. So it was that Mr. Gum found himself sitting on a sailor's fortune that may have been magic chocolate, in terrible ignorance, hatching evil. How do I know these cow hearts are going to be rotten enough? He asked himself presently. I better try eating one myself. If it kills me, then I'll know it's rotten enough to use on that big woofer. He took out a cow's heart and opened his mouth wide. This is one of the craftiest things I've ever done, he chuckled, raising the smelly greenish-red meat to his lips. I'm a very clever man. Mr. Gum was just about to take a bite when he realized this might not be such a clever idea after all. He put the heart back in the bag and thoughtfully scratched his beard. Not the beard that grew on his chin, but a spare one that grew on the wall that he used for scratching at from time to time. In the end, he decided to soak the rotten hearts in rat poison just to be sure. It can't fail, he crackled. Old Dogger is in for a surprise he won't like at all.